This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Back in January, we introduced you to a man named Dave Kamides. That was when he began his year-long experiment. In an effort to raise awareness about his carbon footprint, Dave decided not to throw away his trash for a whole year. That's right. He is holding on to all of his garbage, recyclable or not, for 1 year. Well, we recently checked back with Dave to see how his experiment was going 6 months in.
Let me put it this way. I don't know that I totally thought this through completely. And had I thought it through, I might not have done it. So I don't know if it went better than expectations, but it's gone very well. I have a lot less than I thought. Right now, I'm at 30 pounds of garbage, of stuff that would go to the landfill. And the average American is 720 pounds of garbage for the same amount of time. So I have significantly less. But even 30 pounds of garbage times, I don't know, 250 million Americans or 300 million Americans, and that's a tremendous amount. So even when I look down at the basement and I go, well, everything's going to fit in here, hopefully, for a year and whatever, then I start sort of mentally looking at this picture getting bigger and bigger.
So let's see your basement 6 months in.
Yep.
And okay. See what you have.
All right. Be careful coming down the stairs because of all the bottles.
Okay. There are a lot of hazards here. Okay. Wow, this is not a big space.
No, it's not. It's probably, I estimated it like maybe 20 by 10 or something like that. And
well, so that's not really fair then. I mean, you're sort of handicapping yourself.
I don't have any other choice. I mean, I talked to my wife about keeping it in the bedroom, and that just wasn't an option. So here we are in the basement.
So what do you have here?
Okay, so, well, coming down the stairs, I've got plastic bottles and glass bottles and whatnot. What you won't see, with a couple minor exceptions, are water bottles, which is probably the preponderance of what most people use, because I pretty much refuse to drink plastic water bottles. I carry around a little reusable.
Okay, what's this?
So those are bottles. This, which is like two Tupperware containers, you'll see as we go through, everything else has a specific place, and this is sort of the everything else thing. So there's some to-go containers in here for, we went out of town a couple weeks ago and we had to deal with those, and this is like a plastic cookie tray.
This is a maybe 2 foot high container.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that much.
There's not a lot of it. It's again just because of making choices about things and trying to do less.
You're counting as part of your trash everything that you could have recycled.
Yes. It's not only trash, which I'll show you in a second, but it's recycling as well. So and a lot of people have said, like, recycling, you're crazy, and again, to me, recycling is a little bit of a crutch. So I think actually not being able to just have that disappear is a big part of this, because, again, I think that's a bigger part of the problem of what's out there, is people buy plastic stuff and don't have to think about it. And it's just that's done. Anyway, moving on. Let's see. Well, next, this is the paper box. And this is all the paper that I get. Now, you'll see on the top, there's actually some newspaper. That's only because I received a package and that was the packaging. But the rest of what's in there is, bills and receipts and you name it. I've pretty much eradicated my junk mail, which I'm pretty happy about. On an average day, I would say we get maybe one or two pieces of mail and that's it. But a lot of this goes into the shredder there and goes into the worm composter, because the worms actually eat the paper. And so eventually most of that will end up as compost.
Dave, what has been the most difficult thing for you in this whole process, the one that you've had the hardest time doing and adhering to?
Well, the first week or so it was the mental game, because you don't realize until you have to stop it how much you throw something away without thinking about it. It's such a part of your nature to just, in your pocket or whatever and throw it. And sometimes I'd get to the garbage and actually put something in the first couple of weeks, and then I'd go, oh, wait a minute, I have to take it out. So that has been the toughest part, is just keeping it cognizance of it, if you will. So it's really gone, it's gone pretty well. I mean, I've had a couple missteps, definitely. I destroyed my wife's blender.
And she told us about that.
It wasn't the best moment.
Well, there was that day I came home from work, and he wasn't expecting me quite yet, and I went into the kitchen to start looking for some dinner, and I noticed that he had blended garbage in my blender. And why was he doing this, you ask? Right, it's for the worms. The worm composting bin, it requires him to chop up all the old fruits, vegetables, papers, eggshells, and things like that. It needs to be cut really small before he puts it in the worm composting bin. And to save himself the effort, he threw it in my blender, and it's kind of stinky.
Then there was a scream, and there was a little bit of talking to, and my wife basically was not happy with the fact that I was using her blender. But I will say this, and I should just put this out there, my wife is a saint for letting me do this.
I'm proud of what he's doing, and though I wouldn't personally have taken this on myself, having two small children, I think that it's had a great impact on the family, and that's really the payoff. So I'm happy that I married him.
Oh, that's really, that warms the cockles of my heart.
What are you going to do with all this stuff?
That's a big question. Well, the recycling stuff, unless something else comes up, the recycling stuff will go to a recycling center, and I'll take it there personally to make sure it gets there and whatever. The garbage, which is actually in these two boxes right here, and I'm about 30 pounds for the 6 months, I'm trying to figure it out. We've talked about putting it on eBay.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? If you look on eBay, there's crazy stuff on eBay, and I don't see why no one would bid on this. So I don't know.
You're just offloading your garbage to someone else.
I mean, you know what? Let's put it this way. If I put it on eBay, it will be sort of as a performance art piece, if you will. But I don't know. That's the big answer. We're sort of going over all of it.
Well, what does this represent to you, this garbage?
It represents my footprint. It represents what I'm going to leave behind. Because like this garbage, if I had put it into the garbage and thrown it away, quote unquote, it would have gone to the landfill, and eventually the landfill would be closed, and it would basically be there for eternity. And I don't want to leave my garbage as my testament for eternity, not that it's anybody's going to know it's mine. You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, I mean, it's going to sound very strange, but in a weird way, I have an attachment to this. And if there are any therapists out there, maybe I should talk to one. But, you know, there's a lot of work that's gone into it. And I'm definitely proud when I look at these two small boxes and go, that's all of my garbage for 6 months.
That's Dave Kamaitis. You can see video of Dave showing his trash collection on our blog, Daydreaming. That's at npr.org/daytoday. And you can also leave a comment there for us or for Dave.